55.3.
Ever since the Industrial Revolution, we have dumped waste into the air. Consequently, atmospheric carbon dioxide levels are now a third higher than in pre-industrial time. The process may, it has to be said, have started long before, when we first burnt down trees to make way for agriculture. However, over the last few decades, the rate of increase has grown rapidly. Although its precise nature is unclear, there is an obvious relationship between levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and higher global surface temperatures. The impact of higher temperatures is difficult to assess, but there will certainly be a different world as humans and other living organisms try to adapt to change. These changes, which will affect us all, include drought and extreme weather. Southern Europe, for example, already has long periods without rainfall. And in the Americas and Asia, powerful hurricanes and typhoons have recently killed more people than in several decades. Of course, some scientists dispute the evidence, but these people, as we all know, represent industries having vested interests. Their business, they believe, would be damaged by limits on carbon emissions. But among the wider scientific community, the argument is about the speed of change, not whether change is taking place.